This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
Research out this week shows that screening rates for cervical cancer are pretty low for the LGBTQI+ community. New data shows that 19% of trans and gender diverse Australians got regular screens and 54.3% have never had a test. Thorn Harbour Health and Cancer Council Victoria have joined together on a campaign, a public cervix announcement, to increase screening rates in the community. Informer producer Ariane Potts spoke with Kate Brown and Rachel Cook about the initiative.
Basically, the campaign came out of research that showed that LGBTIQ people with a cervix were under screening, and Cancer Council Victoria and Thorn Harbour Health partnered. And the campaign basically is targeting LGBTI people with a cervix to create awareness around screening for cervical cancer and get them to actually start screening more regularly.
And what are the screening rates like now?
So we know from our research that we have done with the LGBTI community that LGBTIQ people are less likely to participate in cervical screening. And as Rachel said, that's the reason why we did do this campaign. So with our research, one in five LGBTIQ people with a cervix had never had a Pap test. And that was really the first key piece of research that we needed to go, okay, we need to do something here that's really specific and tailored for this community. And we've had a great relationship with Thorn Harbour and pulled this campaign together, which we're both really proud of.
So what does the screening consist of?
Yeah, so with cervical screening, in Australia, we're really lucky. The cervical screening program actually changed 2 years ago. So prior to December 2017, it was a Pap test every 2 years. With the new program, the good news is it's every 5 years, and it's with a new and better test. It's using a cervical screening test, which is actually a test for HPV, which stands for the human papillomavirus. So it's a HPV test. Once someone has had their first HPV test, and if it's negative, they can then go on to a 5-year interval, which is really great news for people.
The Pap test was fairly invasive, is that correct? And sometimes a bit painful, or?
Yeah, look, it can be uncomfortable for some people. So a key to that really is finding a healthcare provider that you are comfortable with. And talking to family and friends and getting recommendations is a good idea. In Victoria, we have over 500 nurses who are specifically trained to do cervical screening. And for some people, a nurse is perhaps a better option for them. So really important that you talk to people and find someone that you are comfortable with. We can't hide where the cervix is. It's still an invasive procedure. It still involves, even with a new test, it still involves a speculum examination. However, saying that, with the new program, there are other options available. So there is something called self-sampling or self-testing. It is for specific people who are unscreened or never screened and over the age of 30. So if this is something that's of interest, definitely chat to your healthcare provider about that because, like I said, self-testing is available with the new HPV test.
If you've been vaccinated for HPV, is this different? Is it the same? So if you've been vaccinated, do you need to care?
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. So even if you have been vaccinated against HPV, it is still very important if you have a cervix to have cervical screening with the new program. So with the HPV vaccine, it is terrific. It's great if you've had it, but it doesn't prevent all cervical cancers. And that's why cervical screening is still important for you if you're aged between 25 and 74.
It's a physical exam that can be probably fairly intimidating for people who have to have one. And if you're not comfortable with your doctor, what should you do?
That's actually a really good question because one of the reasons that they found that LGBTI people with a cervix were not screening as regularly as they should or screening at all was being uncomfortable, embarrassed or frightened. And so it may not just be about the physical nature of the screening. It can also be the fact that you might have to out yourself to your GP, which can be a very uncomfortable situation for some people. There's no easy way to answer that. Basically, one of the things that we suggest is speak to friends and see if they can recommend any good health practitioners that they've had good experiences with. And if you're feeling extremely uncomfortable, prepare for it. Speak to friends before you go in. Part of this campaign, we've been asking people who are what we call key influencers in the community to post the campaign. And yesterday it was really heartening. Ruby Mountford, who a lot of Joy listeners would know, posted, and there were some great comments that they had back after their post about getting really encouraging people to go along to actually that it's not as bad as it used to be, and I can absolutely vouch for that. It's nowhere as near as frightening as it used to be, and that one of the good ways about around it is to actually just think of some of the questions that you might be asked when you go into the GP so you're prepared. So if you are asked about your sexual activity or your sexuality, that you're ready for those questions, you know how you're going to answer them, and again, just speak to friends and, you know, just try and get as much reassurance as you can. I think that the main thing that you get asked, which can be uncomfortable for anyone, is about your sexual activity, and then obviously for the LGBTI community, that you have to out yourself. And we know that in our community that you have to out yourself quite constantly, and sometimes in certain situations it never gets easier. One of the things that we've done in this campaign is we are targeting trans men and trans men who have a cervix, and there is some confusion around why we're doing that from not just the general community but people in the LGBTI community as well. And I think that and a part of the campaign as well, we're actually targeting GPs and health practitioners. So we did a massive mail out last week with letters to practices and the postcards that we've produced to actually, it's actually about educating health practitioners as well. So they don't make assumptions about someone's sexuality, don't make assumptions about people's sexual activity as well. So it's actually a massive campaign in that it's requiring a general shift in basically all of us to understand who needs screening, and part of that shift needs to come from GPs as well.
How do you find a healthcare practitioner that is LGBTIQ plus friendly, especially if you're not in the city? What are some resources for that?
It's actually really difficult, and at the moment we're putting together a list of practitioners. It really at this stage comes down to speak to friends. I think that there are clinics around, obviously, in metro areas that are known to be more LGBTI friendly. But yes, in regional and rural areas, that's really difficult. So I would suggest as first point of call, ask friends, or also, of course, you can ring Thorn Harbour or Thorn Harbour Country.
Going back to the test, once you have the examination done, how long until you find out the result?
Yeah, it should be pretty quick, so within a week or two. And like I said before, if it is negative, that means it's 5 years until your next cervical screen. If the test does come back positive, that doesn't mean that you've got cancer, but it means that they have found a high-risk HPV type. Make sure that you're reassured. It doesn't mean that you have cancer, but it is important to have the follow-up tests that have been recommended.
Where did the idea for this initiative come from?
Yeah, look, I think it originally came from that piece of research that Pap Screen did back in 2016, when it was really clear to us then that LGBTIQ people are not having cervical screening as regularly as they should. And approaching Thorn Harbour Health to say, what can we do together to actually address this, and what campaign can we come up with?
And then from there, we just basically went into creative development, and obviously we wanted to be inclusive. So we have an older lesbian, Sandy Anderson, who's also a registered nurse and very passionate about cervical screening. Aram Hosey, who is an LGBTI advocate, and Mitch, who is a young queer woman. So we needed the campaign to be diverse, and we needed to be inclusive, and we also wanted to make it not frightening. So if you see the images around, you'll see that they're actually very positive, it's quite light, and a lot of people are loving the tagline, which is public cervix announcement.
That was Ariane Potts speaking with Kate Brown and Rachel Cook. For more info, check out cervicalscreening.org.au/LGBTIQ.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.